Now, Vladimir Putin has led Russia's Victory Day commemorations with a parade in Red Square. It marks the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in 1945. The Russian president used his speech to tie the Second World War to the invasion of Ukraine, and he said all of Russia was behind what he called the special military operation. Sitting beside him was the Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Here's a flavour of that parade with the Russian defence minister Andrei Belousov addressing the troops.
Здравствуйте, товарищи! Поздравляю вас с 80-й годовщиной победы в Великой Отечественной войне.
Joining us is Vitaly Chevchenko, who's Russia editor with BBC Monitoring. Vitaly, thank you for being with us this afternoon. There is always a lot of interest in this parade, but can you explain the significance, I suppose, of this year's gathering and display?
The Soviet victory over Nazi Germany is the most important state holiday in Russia, because that victory 80 years ago is still being used by the Kremlin to justify its current policies, its war against Ukraine. Basically, the message sent by Vladimir Putin to the Russian society is that, well, look, your heroic ancestors defeated Hitler back then. Now you need to finish the job that they started and defeat Ukraine. What makes this parade held in Moscow today so important is that for the first time since the start of Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, it was attended by more than 20 foreign leaders. Last year it was 9, and in 2022, just a couple of months after Russia invaded Ukraine, for the second time, it was 0. So this shows that Russia's isolation is decreasing as the war goes on.
Interestingly, there was one EU leader in attendance this year, the Prime Minister of Slovakia.
Yes, Robert Fico went to Moscow, even though officials in Brussels basically asked him not to. Also in attendance was Alexander Vucic, the president of Serbia, Xi Jinping, the president of China, and the Chinese president. He really got special treatment from Vladimir Putin, who mentioned the Chinese contribution to the victory over Hitler in his speech at the parade, and also the largest group of foreign soldiers who marched across Red Square. They were from China as well, which underscores the importance of this relationship between Russia and China, especially right now.
Can you talk to us about the ceasefire, which was announced by Russia, lasting just 3 days, the ceasefire, of course, with Ukraine. Has it been holding?
Not really, Rachel. Defense ministries in Moscow and in Kiev earlier today, they accused each other of committing thousands of violations in Ukraine. One woman was killed in Zaporizhia region in a Russian drone attack. There were multiple airstrikes in Ukraine, glide bombs dropped. So this ceasefire isn't really working, and it's not really what Ukraine wanted or the United States. Both of those countries are pushing for a more comprehensive, longer ceasefire lasting 30 days, but Russia says, no, we can't do that. We need to make sure you agree to our conditions, such as no more weapons supplies to Ukraine, no more recruitment of new soldiers into the Ukrainian army. So what this means in practice is that fighting goes on.
Vitaly Chevchenko of BBC Monitoring, thanks indeed for being with us this afternoon.